Harper Audio presents The Affair of the Pink Pearl, a Tommy and Tuppence short story by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
The Affair of the Pink Pearl. "What on earth are you doing?" demanded Tuppence, as she entered the inner sanctum of the International Detective Agency, slogan, Blunt's Brilliant Detectives, and discovered her lord and master prone on the floor in a sea of books. Tommy struggled to his feet. "I was trying to arrange these books on the top shelf of that cupboard," he complained, "and the damn chair gave way." "What are they, anyway?" asked Tuppence, picking up a volume. "The Hound of the Baskervilles? Well, I wouldn't mind reading that again sometime." "You see the idea," said Tommy, dusting himself with care. "Half hours with the great masters, that sort of thing. You see, Tuppence, I can't help feeling that we're more or less amateurs in this business. Of course, amateurs in one sense we cannot help being, but it would do no harm to acquire the technique, so to speak. These books are detective stories by the leading masters of the art. I intend to try different styles and compare results." "Hmm," said Tuppence. "I often wonder how these detectives would have got on in real life." She picked up another volume. "You'll find difficulty in being a Thorndyke. You've no medical experience, and less legal. And I never heard that science was your strong point." "Perhaps not," said Tommy. "But at any rate, I've bought a very good camera, and I shall photograph footprints and enlarge the negatives and all that sort of thing. Now, mon ami, use your little grey cells. What does this convey to you?" He pointed to the bottom shelf of the cupboard. On it lay a somewhat futuristic dressing gown, a Turkish slipper, and a violin. "Obvious, my dear Watson," said Tuppence. "Exactly," said Tommy.